Shine shares sink 21.5% in first week as U.S. business slows. Shine closed Friday at HK$38.14, about 21.5% below its HK$48.56 initial public offering price after 4 days of trading in Hong Kong. The China-founded fast fashion retailer began trading September 1 under stock code 625. The shares closed at HK$48.50 on the first day, HK$46 on September 2, HK$42 on September 3, and HK$38.14 on Friday. The sequence left Shine below its offer price at the end of every trading session and substantially lower by the end of its fourth day on the exchange. Shine reported $9.05 billion in global revenue during the first 3 months of 2026, up just 1.1% from a year earlier. Its U.S. revenue fell 14.3% to $2.04 billion from $2.38 billion. Higher costs in U.S. and Europe. Shine has attributed part of the U.S. decline to the end of duty-free de minimis treatment for low-value shipments from China. The company said it began passing most of the additional tariff costs to U.S. customers through higher prices in May 2025 and subsequently saw a negative effect on U.S. revenue. It has also shifted more inventory into the United States and changed customs procedures in response to the higher costs. France began imposing environmental penalties on ultra-fast fashion products on September 1 under a law aimed at reducing the textile industry's environmental impact. The measure targets the business model used by companies including Shein and Temu, which add large numbers of low-priced products to their platforms. Shein said in its listing documents that customers were presented with an average of about 4,700 new apparel styles a day during the first quarter. France's Environment Ministry said the system targets products characterized by very little incentive for repair and sold by brands offering unusually broad product ranges. Penalties vary by product category and can reach €12 per item in 2026, subject to a cap of 50% of the product's pre-tax price. The maximum penalty is scheduled to rise to €19.50 by 2030. Beginning January 1, 2027, paid and unpaid influencer promotion of ultra-fast fashion products and brands will also be prohibited in France. Violations can result in administrative fines of up to €100,000. Shine has said new European trade measures could increase its costs and that it may raise prices to offset part of those expenses, as it has done in the United States. U.S. scrutiny. Shine disclosed earlier this year that the Federal Trade Commission has been investigating its U.S. business operations. Its listing documents did not identify the subject of the investigation but said a resolution could require significant monetary payments. Asked by the Epoch Times about the scope and status of the investigation, Juliana Grunewald Henderson, deputy director of the FTC's Office of Public Affairs, declined to comment. FTC investigations are non-public, so we generally do not comment on them, she said. Shine also faces scrutiny over its expansion in the United States. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, or CFIUS, is reviewing Shine's acquisition of U.S. clothing retailer Everlane, according to an August Bloomberg report. Everlane CEO Alfred Chung confirmed the deal in May, saying the company would remain independent under Shine and gain greater financial stability and resources. Shine, Everlane, and the Treasury Department did not respond to the Epoch Times request for comment as of publication. CFIUS reviews certain foreign investments and acquisitions for national security risks, including transactions involving some U.S. businesses that handle sensitive personal data. The committee can negotiate measures intended to mitigate identified risks and refer unresolved cases to the president. Federal law allows the president to suspend or prohibit covered transactions and to direct the attorney general to seek divestment relief.